I'm Trent Copeland in Los Angeles. I've been covering the Michael Jackson child molestation case, where the defense completes its closing arguments today. The defense's closing argument was essentially one that came out attacking the prosecution's closing. Tom Mesro, Michael Jackson's defense lawyer, said this isn't a celebrity popularity contest between lawyers. This is a case about Michael Jackson and Michael Jackson's ability to present a defense. And the defense in this case is essentially that there is a pattern of behavior by this family. This is a family of grifters, a family that has leveraged their son's cancer condition for the purposes of cozying up to Michael Jackson, as well as other celebrities like Jay Leno, like Chris Tucker, and extracting money from them. The prosecution really narrowed his focus on saying that Michael Jackson is a predator, and that Michael Jackson didn't just molest this boy, but he also molested five other boys. And I think he was most effective when he placed on the big screen, projected throughout the courtroom, a picture of Michael Jackson with five other alleged victims surrounding him. And interestingly enough, he said, look, Michael Jackson molested these boys. They all come from similar families. They all have similar backgrounds. The father was in the picture. Michael Jackson ingratiated himself to these families. And frankly, they all seemed to have the same physical characteristics. They all looked alike. I thought that was an effective, very telling moment in the courtroom. I expect that today this case will be sent to the jury sometime midday. I expect that Michael Jackson's defense lawyer will complete his closing statement. I don't think this prosecutor's rebuttal following the completion of that closing statement will be much more than an hour. In my experience as a defense lawyer, these things simply wrap up fairly quickly. The jury gets the case, and they move on and begin the process of deliberating. You know, Michael Jackson's weaknesses in this case is clearly that he places himself in bed with this boy as well as many other boys for hundreds and hundreds of days at a time. The question will be whether the jury finds that conduct to be inherently sexual or whether or not they believe that Michael Jackson could sleep with young boys without there being any sexual contact. It'll come down to an issue of reasonable doubt. Clearly, reasonable doubt exists in this case given the flimsy testimony of the accuser and his mother. But if this jury simply says, look, you know, there's more than just the testimony of the accuser and his mother, there's also testimony from previous alleged victims, that may be enough to get Michael Jackson convicted. I'm Trent Copeland in Los Angeles. I've been covering this trial from the very beginning. It's been a 14-week process, but the jury will receive this case today.